Fall is definitely apple season, but you know, it can get kind of overwhelming. You get your pie on, maybe an occasional sauce, but then it's lots of, I don't know, like making pyramids in the fruit bowl or something. But Emma Christensen has an answer for all those apples. Cider. It's incredibly easy to make, the flavors are fascinating, and it's super versatile for both drinking and cooking. It's blowing up in craft brewing circles, but you can get a great batch going in your home today. The New York Times columnist Melissa Clark talked with Emma about the virtues of homemade cider.
Hi, Emma, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So there's been a real explosion in the number of ciders on the market and also in cider making. Why is that?
I would give a lot of the credit to the gluten-free movement, actually. We had the craft beer movement 5-10 years ago that kind of swept across the nation, and all of our gluten-free friends were kind of left out of that. And I think that the craft beer makers and the homebrewers started to realize that, hey, here's this other amazing beverage. Let's make that so everybody can come to the party.
You write that cider making is the gateway into home brewing and winemaking.
Yes. I think that making cider is so easy. I talked to some of my friends who are really excited about getting into fermentation, and they want to brew a batch of beer, they want to brew something, and I just try to steer them toward trying cider first. Beer brewing is fairly complicated, requires a lot of equipment. Cider, you just need a jug of apple juice and some yeast and maybe a couple extra things, but it's a great way to just kind of learn the process, to learn how fermentation happens, and also to get a feel for like the equipment needed, how to use the equipment, how to keep it clean and sanitized. So you basically learn the ropes making cider, and making good cider too, I might add. Like there's no shame in it. It's a great beverage.
It seems like apple juice just wants to ferment. I mean, because I know that when I buy apple cider, even if I leave it in the fridge after a week or so, it's starting to fizz. So take us through the steps of making a super easy beginner's cider.
Sure. So first of all, you need a couple pieces of equipment, and all of this equipment is really easy to get online or at a local home brewing store. Basically, you need a bucket or a jug, something to hold the cider that's a contained system. You'll need something called an airlock, which helps keep the dust and gnats and the stuff you don't want in your cider. The airlock helps keep that out. And then you need a couple other like little tubes and things like that. Nothing too complicated. All told, a kit for making cider costs maybe $30 or so. And then in terms of ingredients, you need apple juice. And you can get your apple juice any number of ways. If you have access to an orchard, you can by all means go and pick apples and press them yourself. You can also buy your apple juice from the farmer's market, from a local farm, or you can go to the grocery store and just buy the best apple juice you can find. You'll need some yeast, which again, you can pick up at the home brewing store. And there are a couple other like little ingredients that help move things along, like some yeast nutrients, some acid blend. If your cider ends up being a little on the sweet side, you can add a little acid to help balance it out. But that's basically it.
Okay, so then you have all of your things gathered, and then what do you do?
Basically, sanitize your bucket or your jug, whatever you're going to put your juice into. Add the yeast, close it up, let it sit.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
It's literally that easy. Put it somewhere out of the way, room temperature, and just let it sit for anywhere from it'll take about a week of really active fermentation where the yeast are eating up all of the sugars that are in the juice. And then you'll notice it start to kind of slow down. The party starts to fade out. and then you want to let it sit for a little while longer just for any sediment to fall down to the bottom. The yeast eat up the last of the sugars. You just kind of want to give it some chill time. And then once that passes, bottle it up and you're good to go. You're ready to drink, basically.
Now, what if I want to flavor it? If I want to make, you know, spiced cider or ginger cider, what are some good ways to vary it up?
I love adding spices, fruits, fruit juice. I really like making a chai spice cider where you add in cinnamon and cardamom and fruit, a little bit of honey. You can also use juice. There's a recipe for cherry pomegranate cider, and that is literally just taking cherry juice and pomegranate juice and adding them to the cider.
That must just make it a gorgeous color. You probably have a lot of cider sitting around your house. Now, what do you do with it aside from drink it? Do you use it in cooking? Is there a good way to put it in recipes?
So number one, drink it. And it will stay shelf stable for a really long time. I have some ciders on my shelf from when I very first started experimenting years ago that, gosh, they're probably at least 5 or 6 years old now. And they're even better. They just kind of get better and better. But if you do want to cook with cider, I love using it to deglaze a pan, just like you would use white wine or even a bottle of beer, like the way you'd use beer and chili. You could just add cider instead.
Ooh.
You can also turn it into vinegar, like which is what I do if I get kind of a bum batch of cider where I'm just not happy with the flavor or something just seems a little off. It's not like wrong. It's not infected or anything like that, but it just is not very exciting. Then I just turn it into vinegar, and you get a lot of apple cider vinegar, and that makes great gifts. It's great for cooking with. So yeah, apple cider, you can do a lot with it.
I love the idea that I can actually make apple cider vinegar at home. That's thrilling. Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.
Emma Christensen is the author of Modern Cider. Melissa Clark's latest book is Dinner in an Instant, and Emma left us with her recipe for basic apple cider. You can find it at splendidtable.org.